Welcome to the Grand Connection Podcast, your home for grand growth through collaboration. This is your space to connect, create, and collaborate in a community of heart-centered entrepreneurs and change makers. Hosted by our community, this podcast brings collaboration to life. You will meet members who share their wisdom, offer insights and practical tips, and even interview each other. If you're ready for more clarity, stronger connections, and better results in your business, you are in the right place. Listen in, connect with us, and be part of something grand. Welcome back to the Grand Connection Podcast. It's Susan again, and we've got an exciting podcast today because we're going to be having an interview with Kimberly Day. So you met Nibbles, my late night business buddy, and you heard our origin story of the Grand Canyon. Now we're going to look at how collaboration continues to unfold inside our community. Before we dive in, let's just revisit our Connect, Create, Collaborate framework. This is the heart of everything we do at the Grand Connection. And I might call it CCC framework accidentally, but know that that's Connect, Create, Collaborate. Connect is the beginning. It's where we meet people, listen, learn, and find alignment. It is curiosity, generosity, and building trust. Create is where the ideas start to take shape. We brainstorm together, we share resources, we support each other with clarity, messaging, and the next steps. This is where your grand intro and grand ask come alive. And collaborate is where the magic happens. This is where people work together on books, workshop, podcasts, programs, summits, launches, whatever. When connection and clarity are strong, collaboration feels supportive, aligned, and easy. And today you're going to hear how the Connect, Create, Collaborate framework is in action through someone who lives it every day. Today's guest is one of the most dedicated collaborators in our community, Kim Day. I'm so excited you're here today. Kim is a best-selling author, publisher, and book-to-business strategist. She leads our Grand Authors Group. She supports our live streams. She co-hosts our promo parties. She partners with many of our members on workshops and book projects. And she is helping me write my own book on networking and collaboration. So I'm very excited about that, Kim. Kim is a powerful collaborator in our community. She's a grand example of how collaborative relationships can start small and grow step by step. Now, Kim, I'm so excited to have you here today. I also am excited to be doing this with somebody else. I've done a couple of monologues, you know, and I really prefer to collaborate on these things. Your involvement in the Grand Connection has been a perfect example of Connect, Create, Collaborate in action. And, you know, you connected first with me. We met. You created ideas, support, relationships. The relationship grew over time, right? I mean, we met in person that one time when we were both driving in different directions on a highway. And over these times, connections grew into powerful collaborations, like with me, with other people in the community. And, you know, before I get to your story, I'd love to talk to you about the collaborations that you've seen that happening inside the Grand Connection. You run a group, you're talking to people all the time. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, I love the Grand Connection. I mean, you know, I've been a member since that you founded it way back when, and I want to thank you so much as well for taking the time to have me here today. I'm so excited for the podcast launch, your book launch. You've got so many amazing things happening in and around the Grand Connection community. But what really stands out to me the most is that the people here truly believe that connection is currency, right? When people feel welcomed, when people feel supported, when people feel genuinely seen and heard, they open up. And once that trust is in place, that's when the ideas and the collaborations really start flowing. And not only do they flow fast, right? I've been in a lot of communities where people just say they want to collaborate, but here at the Grand Connection, it actually happens. People share generously. They brainstorm together. They lift each other up. And that is really super powerful, right? They want to see each other win. I love that. That's rare. And that's why I fell in love with the Grand Connection.
Oh, well, and you've helped me a lot. Like I even feel better just being here on the podcast with you. It's better doing things together, right, everybody? And people come and they arrive into the community a little bit unsure. And then they start meeting other people and it does shift. And they watch and they see what other people are doing together. They have a call with somebody, somebody gives them some support. Why do you think those early small connections make such a difference?
Oh my God, do they ever make a difference? And nobody starts off being a master communicator, a master connector, a master creator, a master collaborator, a master live stream,
No,
doer,
we take.
a master podcaster. I mean, those think about the small steps where we just started doing live streaming together, to support and promote the Grand Connection, right? And I know that success, it never starts with the huge, big opportunities. Like, sure, $1 million deal landing in your lap would be amazing, but success really starts with all the small opportunities, right? That first conversation, that first breakout room that you get into when you've never given a grand intro before and you have no idea what it even is, right? That very first moment that someone says, "Hey, I see what you're building and I can help," or "I know someone who can help." It's those micro connections that really create the safety, that create the clarity. And by most importantly, they create that confidence, right? And then once people feel safe, they start creating. Once they create, the collaborations become a natural next step. And it's exactly what happened for me here at the Grand Connection. I connected first, then the collaborations started unfolding organically.
I know, and it did. And and what's really cool is that when you have people that you've built those trusted relationships, you can just call them on a dime. It's informal, it's friendly. You jump right into it, you support each other immediately. You've got those people have your back once you've built that up. And it doesn't have to start, as you said, with big, the grandest thing. We're not getting married right away, right? What we're doing is we're building that little relationship. Simple thing, share a resource, like their post on Facebook, offer some tip or, giving a referral to somebody. That is a wonderful way to start building a relationship. Even sharing an idea in a breakout room. People will just say thank you. I've gotten messages from people that have come back to me and said, you shared something for me in that breakout room, and I followed up with it, and it's been a big changer in my business. Thank you so much. That feels really good.
Also started with those same tiny interactions, right? A resource shared, a question asked, a comment in a breakout room. It's how Blaney and I started collaborating, a simple conversation that led to co-hosting an entire book writing retreat in Mexico, right? Small moments can create big momentum.
And you just mentioned the retreat. So you've seen the retreat. I see people appearing on each other's podcasts. I see them writing books together. I see them creating programs and classes. Right now, there's a course going on later this week. Two members got together and they're doing a workshop together and they're doing a big promotion around it. And it's all about because they met together, they each had something that complemented each other, and they could do something bigger together. Or more grand, as we use the word grand a lot here at the Grand Connection. So, Kim, what are some collaborations that you've seen yourself? Like you talked about you and Blaney. Have you seen any other ones inside the community?
Oh my. Well, of course. I mean, I've seen so many, even from the connections and the collaborations sparking inside of the community that you offer to members, right? We've got the opportunities for advanced Zoom platform resources at a lower price. We've got the opportunity for the Go High Level platform, the marketing all-in-one platform. There's ChatBridge and all sorts of tools and resources that you've collaborated with other tech geniuses, really way more technologically genius than I ever will be, but to bring these tools and resources to the community so that our community can thrive and can access the power of networking and all of these referrals so much easier and so much more powerfully. I've seen authors team up to co-write chapters. I've seen people partner on events, right? Even the other communities from around the globe that you bring together. And then our community grows because of the influence of other people from other ecosystems joining the community, right? And the retreat example that I shared with Blaney is a perfect example on my side. She had the space. I facilitated the retreat. Her partner, Steve, even jumped in and wrote a book alongside the group while running the resort. And it's an off-grid resort, by the way, with spotty Wi-Fi. So her and Steve were both able to not only be running their own resort, but jump in and write the book. So, I mean, it was true collaboration in action. And the success stories that came out of that retreat, too, were also extraordinary.
No, that is a great example. And when you guys came back, I was so jealous I wasn't there. I have to say, I wanted to be there. And you did it on a beach. Oh my gosh, that's a lovely way to collaborate, I say. Kim, you run these regularly, I guess, don't you? These retreats.
Yeah, the retreat is a once a year currently.
Okay.
I'm looking at another location for a second time a year, but
Yeah.
you know, what I love is that none of these collaborations are forced, right? They
Yeah.
grow from trust, from generosity, from alignment, and that's the power of the Grand Connection that I love, right? It's these natural connections that form because you spend time with people, you connect with them, and naturally the relationships are going to grow and the collaborations are going to come to life.
So anyone listening, if you're thinking about you want to write a book too, I know I am. Reach out to Kim. She's going to give you some contact information at the end. It's also in the show notes how to get a hold of Kim too. And you can come to the Grand Connection. She's in our membership hub as well, and you can find the real Kim Day on LinkedIn as well. So, I'm going to get on with this. I'd love you to share a story, a transformation story. Now, maybe we've already talked about this, but somebody that's you've actually moved through the connect, create, collaborate in a way that really touched you.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, there are so many, and we've already shared a couple already, but you know, one transformation where I could actually see this whole, you know, connect, create, collaborate framework in action was one of my clients, Deb. She actually came to that retreat, that collaborative retreat between Blaney and I. She had already taken my program, but she was stuck in overwhelm, right? In uncertainty. And I don't know if you've ever been there, right? You're trying to do
Yeah.
something really big in your business, whether it's a book, a podcast, launching a new program. And she was questioning whether she could actually finish this book on her own. And one of the, and I know we're going to touch on that in a little bit too, about just the power of not having to do things all by yourself. But what really touched me is that through this, you know, connection phase, she was able to build relationships with not only other authors in my community, but with people at the retreat, right? And in a place and an environment where she felt safe to share her story and her struggles. Because would you not also agree when you're the coach or the leader of your own community, sometimes it's hard to get vulnerable and share with your audience that you're struggling. But when you reach out to other people who are sharing a similar life path with you or a similar journey with you, in this case, it was writing her book, she was able to open up and felt safe enough to share that story. And through doing that, she was able to gain clarity. She was able to reach out for support to get structure, which gave her that confidence, right? To be able to keep going forward, understanding that she had a really powerful message to share and that all she needed was a little bit of a, you know, step forward in the right environment with the right community and with the right support. And we were able to then map out her entire book in days. And through the collaboration piece, everything took off. Not only did she finish her book, she was able to secure some sponsorship to get her entire book cost paid for. Don't worry, we're going to
Oh.
share how to do that with you too for your book. So her sponsors paid for her book launch, the party, the food, the printing of all of the books. And she was able to actually make $10,000 at her book launch, using the strategies that I shared at the retreat. So that's really the power, right? Of connecting, of
Yeah.
creating things that are powerful, of participating in these collaboration opportunities, because connection leads to clarity, clarity leads to collaboration. And it was so wonderful to see it all happen.
Oh, what a great story. And I mean, a true story. And I heard about this as well as how well she did. And that is what it's nice to have that community around you. It almost a place to bounce off the ideas and in a fast way. Community and collaboration help you achieve things in a much more leveraged way. You get to go through everything a lot quicker because you got other people to learn from and support you. And you also are leveraging their ideas, their audience, their network as well. Like it's just so much more powerful than doing it alone. Oh, that was a great
Absolutely.
story, Kim. So what we did is we talked about how I'm just going to kind of go through this. She connected first at the event, right? That's the C part of connect, create, collaborate, C, connect. Then she got the clarity and the ideas. So that's the create part through the support of the people around her. And I mean, you've already described this. And then she collaborated with everybody and including yourself and then people at the event too. And this is what happens in the community. So you see this framework working throughout all of the relationships you have with your clients, and it's a powerful way to help them succeed. I love it.
Yeah, it's a framework that works, right? You meet people where they're at and you help them grow step by step, right? So, and you were the one who just put that into words. But really, if you think about it in life, this is a framework that just naturally fits, whether
It's
we're
natural.
at
I'm not going to say I made it up. No, this is just, but this connect, create, collaborate happens to really sound good together. It works well.
the
And it suits what we do. Like it's our underlying way that we communicate and build relationships here at the Grand Connection. So I love it. And we're going to be doing a lot more about communication because that's so powerful in future episodes. We have our self-mastery program coming out. And Ray McCauley is going to be doing some talks on the power of the neuroscience, actually, the how your brain works in communication. So we need to know and understand ourselves and be better and able to understand and work with other people too. So it's really powerful. So, Kim, stepping back, how did you discover that collaboration and the power of connect, create, and collaborate was the best way to support your authors? There must have been a place where you learned about this firsthand.
You could see it happening actually everywhere, right? I was watching what happened when authors were coming to me going, Kim, I've been working on this book for 14 years and I just can't finish it, right? I start and I stop and I start and I stop. And this is what happens when authors try to go it alone. And I feel like this is also what happens when you try to go it alone in business, when you try to go it alone in life. Right? You can't be a lone wolf and expect you're going to get as far as you can when you go it with other people and go it together. Because when you try to go it alone, things get stalled. Progress slows down. Confidence dips. I know I've done it myself, right? When you get into isolation, that's when you start second guessing yourself and the itty bitty shitty committee starts activating and saying, are you sure that you can do this? Are you sure your message is strong enough? Whoever is going to want to read my book, right? But when you work together, whether it's in groups, whether it's in retreats, whether it's in a one-on-one experience with a coach, right? The speed to results is not only unbelievable, it's undeniable, right? I've had clients, as soon as they step into a container where you're literally doing this framework that you talk about so magically, Susan, like the connect, create, collaborate framework in my business allows my authors to write manuscripts, full manuscripts in as little as 48 hours, right? I had my client Alana close two deals, $6,000 total in 1 week after literally two meetings of being able to just get some clarity around her offer. Amber wrote her book in 4 days. And that was before ChatGPT, by the way. So she didn't even have any help. She literally sat down, pen to paper in 4 days, finished her manuscript. Liz then beat her record and did it in two, again, prior to even ChatGPT being on scene. Susanna came to the retreat, at Blaney and Steve's place. And then, which was just over a year ago now, it was in October, November of last year. And she has since gone on to become an eight-time published author. So she took the framework and all of the resources she garnered through this whole connect, create, collaborate framework. And she was able to use it as a stepping stone, as a catalyst for like unbelievable speed and success in her business. So, yeah,
Wow.
collaboration changes everything.
Oh my gosh, that's some pretty amazing results for your clients. So you've probably seen it. What happens if someone tries to create in isolation? Can they do it? Some
I'm
do,
sure
I
they can do
guess.
it.
Some
I know
do.
some, of course, some do. It usually is slower though, right? And it's not as exciting. We're pack animals. We're meant to do things together. So, which is why I love the Grand Connection so much. It's just such a community of amazing people where you can lean on, whether you're in a winning stage of your business, whether you're kind of feeling like you're struggling or alone, no matter what, there's a place for you here, right? There's a place at the Grand Connection for people to step into this framework and really find success here.
You know, it's doing it alone is not great. I know I've many times tried to do things alone. You guys heard my story earlier about me and Nibbles alone spinning on our wheels, and it's way more fun when you're collaborating. And we're going to learn in later episodes as well is, you know, how do you set the expectations, right? And how do you have clear boundaries and clear communications? Because it's important too. You can't just start, you know, giving away it. Everything you want. It has to be a fair relationship when you're collaborating as well for both parties. So we're going to talk about that later on. Kim, what lessons have you learned from guiding so many authors through your collaborative books?
Well, I mean, I've learned that when authors collaborate, they finish faster.
Yeah.
They deepen their message because that happens in conversation, not in isolation, right? Your confidence expands, your impact multiplies. I've learned that systems and frameworks and support really, truly matter instead of having to do it alone. And that's why when you do things together, you can accelerate your results, right? Whether it's coming to a networking event or immersing yourself in a community like that, whether it's hiring a coach, right? Whether you're helping people build websites, whether I'm helping somebody write a book. When you get together with others, that combination of structure and systems plus collaboration is unstoppable. And it's why people can get so much more done. And when they work as a team and when they work with other people.
Yeah, and the systems are important too. Like we're going to talk about that in other episodes as well. We have February, our month. We have themes every month here at the Grand Connection, and the month February is usually systems and processes to get those in place for you. Planning, we got planning, goal setting, and then we move into systems. So that's you know, having that, I just love that you added in the system part, because if having the right way of doing things can make things work a whole lot better. So
Absolutely.
that's a great add-on. For someone listening here who has a message or story inside of them, where can they begin?
Well, I think instead of creating this huge, big thing, the key to starting is starting small, right? Reach out to one person. Share your story on social media or in a reel, or if you're brave enough, do a live stream, right? Get some feedback. I remember once I had a mentor share with me that if you ever look back on a video you did when you first started out and you don't cringe a little, you waited too long to start. So every actor started somewhere, every voice coach started somewhere, right? Every book starts with writing that first page or starts with one conversation. Every collaboration starts with one connection. Every transformation starts with that first decision, right? Or starts with the clarity of knowing what you'd like to accomplish. So you just have to remember that collaboration accelerates your results more than hustle ever will, right? You don't have to do it alone. And you weren't meant to. So go find somebody to collaborate with and start the conversation. Start small.
Oh, I love it. We wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for collaboration, because this podcast is a true collaboration. This is a little truism here. This is definitely stepping outside of my comfort zone. I'm a background person. I much prefer to be running things and project managing and watching my clients do all these great things and supporting them. And now here I am, kind of hosting this podcast. I know there's going to be a lot of other hosts coming in as it goes along because we've got lots of members of the community who are going to help and participate in this podcast. But definitely, Kim, you and Michelle, who you're going to meet later on, you guys have been a great support for me in my journey of stepping out of my little quiet, office shell and trying to do something digitally, right? It's a different world we live in than when we grew up. And this, you got to learn. And having people around you to give you to make you more comfortable in this, to learn new skills, to inspire you, to support you is phenomenal. We just don't have to be doing this alone. Anyone listening here, you really don't have to do this alone. Just come and experience what collaboration is about. Meet some wonderful people in our community, meet people in any place that you're going. It's all about finding the right people that align with your values. And Kim, I want to thank you so much for being here and everything you bring to the community. You are a grand example of what happens when connection leads to creation and collaboration. So how can people get a hold of you?
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, Susan. Thanks for being the fearless leader and having this wonderful place where all of us entrepreneurs can come and do the connecting, the creating, and the collaborating. If you are listening right now and you have a message inside of you, right? You have an idea for a book or an offer or whatever it is that you're looking to bring to life, come and join me if you'd like inside of my free community. The Influential Entrepreneur Community is completely free to join. You'll get access to our monthly 30-day challenges. So right now, if you're listening, it is December and we are in the middle of our event advent calendar. But no matter whether you're listening in December or January or July, there is a 30-day challenge ready for you, a powerful momentum building experience that you can take one tiny little action every day towards your goals. Come inside, take the first step. It's completely free to join. And if you love it and want to stay, there's ways to do that too. So thanks so much for having me, Susan. It's been a pleasure being here with you today.
Oh, thanks, Kim. And to our listeners, if you have an idea, a message, or a story inside of you, take one small step this week. Reach out to one person, start a conversation, see where it leads. In our next episode, we're going to explore your grand intro. This is one of your most powerful visibility tools that opens doors, it sparks conversations, and it sets the stage for collaboration. And remember, the next collaboration success story might be yours. So let's connect. Create and collaborate together. Thank you for joining us on the Grand Connection podcast, where we achieve grand growth through collaboration together. If this episode sparks something for you, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a friend looking for a community to support their growth. Before we sign off, today is a grand day to reach out to someone in your own network and reconnect. You never know where one conversation can lead. Until next time, let's connect, create, collaborate.